Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holdsworth.
Josh, thanks for coming and hanging out with me again.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
Have a fun time.
So last time I did the, we podcasted way too long. And it was 3 hours, and I was so fucked up that I didn't grab the intro when I downloaded the MP3. And I didn't realize until I was going to work and actually listening to the show, I'm like, I fucked up the intro. So I really should edit and think about these things. So this is episode 109, and we have special guest Matt the Brewer. Birthday weekend for the wife. Should be fun.
Yeah, she's pretty upset that she went to work today, but...
Yeah, man, I got a rule about having chicks on the show. No, just kidding.
That's fine.
Just
keep it that way.
Speaking of chicks, Sean's running a little late. He had to get the finger wave, and he needed his wife to drive him here because he's a little sore. So he should be here any minute. He's going to appreciate that when he listens back. So, Matt, go ahead and tell us what do we got going on here.
We're drinking Flipping Tables. This is a collab we do with Rar Brewing out in Maryland. It's a New England double.
That's good.
It's got a couple of new hops we haven't used before. Grüngeist. It's a another German hop from the same area as Mandarina, Bavaria, Hillmelon. Gives off a lot of like lemon zest, some citrus notes. But we discovered it from them, and then we've been using it now too. It's a pretty good hop.
What's this brewery called?
RAR. R-A-R. They're from Cambridge, Maryland.
I never heard of them. How did LCB hear about him?
We met him at Zombie Fest this year. Got to talking to him, and then they're kind of like us. They do a lot of can releases, and everything's based around can releases for them. And they do a lot out in Maryland, but just got to talking to him and decided to do a collab.
And you said Tyson and Katie went back there and met with them in Maryland too?
Yeah, they all went back there for about a week, hung out with them, brewed, got to know them.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting if you can start getting your label across the country like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you already canned this here?
And we'll be canning it Monday, batch one.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks. When this when this episode goes out, they'll be canning this as you're listening.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, you're technically canning this today. That's weird, pretty huh? Much. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah, Flipping Tables. We got 8%.
Yeah, 8.3. Any double IPA. 20 IBUs. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Has a little, even for 8.3, it's pretty refreshing still. You know, you're not, that's one of the dangerous beers you're going to, it's crushable.
Nah, knocks the dick in the dirt. Yeah, I'm trying to save the rest of that crawler for Sean, but he might be shit out of luck. Hey, speaking of high ABVs, I bought a six pack of the, what are those, the Stone beers, Drink By or?
Oh, Enjoy By?
Enjoy By, thank you. It was Enjoy By July 4th.
Ooh.
And I bought one of those a couple of days before. And, I drank one. We were going to go do something. So I drank one of them while I was waiting. And we went to do something. I was like, man, I'm kind of not as in a mood for a beer as I thought I would be. And I just noticed yesterday, I was looking at them, they're 9.4%. Mm-hmm. It's like, shit, I didn't know that. I didn't realize and I'm just drinking out of the can like it's nothing, like it's a freaking Coors Light, just pounding it down. And yeah, it caught me off guard a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if they're all that high. I know the 4th of July one is, and I think the Enjoy By 420, it's usually up there pretty high too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones right there.
Yeah.
Bring out the Danky variety for that. Fittingly for 420, but I like Danky beers too. So
yeah, Sean just texted back said, "Start without me."
Right, well, I guess on. We will then.
Yeah, Josh, what do you got working on, man? You got any projects going on?
Right now, I just did a CTZ IPA, all CTZ hops. I just dry hopped it yesterday. We'll see how that goes. I kind of brewed it a little later than expected, so I don't know if I'll have a beer in time for the blonde ale competition we're having at Crusader, I believe.
What is CTZ?
Columbus Tomahawk Zeus.
Oh.
Hops.
So is that the, it's going to sound stupid now that I'm thinking about it, but is that the Zeus hops is in the Zeus beer by Lengthwise? I didn't know there was a hop, but.
Yeah, I mean, they, some places call it CTZ, yeah. Some call it Columbus. I've never seen anybody sell it as Tomahawk.
No.
I've heard of it.
And then I've heard places, of Columbus.
Some places call it Zeus. I haven't noticed a difference, really, so I'm not sure. I mean, the, I don't know what the difference is. I mean, it's just, I think it's just all the different farmers that have, maybe they're trying to say it's a little bit different, but yeah, Zeus from Lengthwise has quite a bit in it. It's got a lot of Citra too.
Hmm. Yeah. I just thought it was a cool name. I didn't realize it was named after a hop. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's didn't they have the Tomahawk double IPA as well?
I think so.
Lengthwise did, you know, so it's like you said, it's Columbus, but I bought it as CTZ, so that's what I'm calling it.
Got it. Yeah.
You know.
Well, man, I'm sorry you had to work on 4th of July, but I'm glad you got today off. So today's the 5th of July, technically. So I say technically because when people listen to this, they only really give a shit when we recorded. But I'm glad you got today off, man. That's cool.
Yep. So, more sense to take a 3-day weekend than take a day off and go up there just to do a dry hop and turn around and come home.
Yeah. So your schedule is based around the needs of the beer. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Monday we can. Canny guy gets there and, you know, and Tyson get there at 9. You know, he comes, Canny guy comes from Hollywood, so he's got a decent drive. So 9 is the earliest he can get there. I go in at noon because I got to clean the fermenters after. So, I mean, if everything goes good, we're done canning. You know, we'll start about noon when I get there. We're done by 5 or 6. And then I got 6 hours ahead of me.
So there's a little bit of setup for that guy that does the canning?
Yeah, he'll get all set up, and then he'll run a full cleaning on his machine again, just, you know, so we know it's clean. He'll sanitize it and everything. It takes him a while. It's a lot of stuff that he has to get ready, especially if he's coming. He does a lot of almost like cocktail drinks, little like 8-ounce cans. So if he has to switch over, you know, to the bigger setup, it takes him a little bit, but usually he's ready by noon.
Is there anything in the works, maybe in the future, from LCB getting their own canning line, or is it still going to go with the mobile?
Probably, I would imagine just the mobile canning. They're so expensive, and especially like what we're using now, that Cody Systems. I mean, that machine's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
That guy he's got a pretty good gig, right? Just drive up and down the state looking at swinging by breweries. And.
Oh, yeah, he cans all over. He'll can for El Segundo and Three Weavers, all kinds of big places down in LA too. He'll do, but a lot of stuff he does is like cocktail mixer drinks, and he'll just go set up. Usually after he leaves us Monday, he'll go set up and start Tuesday, and then he just leaves his machine somewhere all week. He just keeps going back every day.
Wow.
Just doing thousands and thousands of cans every day.
I bet that dude hasn't bought a beer in forever.
Oh, no. He leaves with at least a case every time from us.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So as far as that, sorry to cut you off, but my question is there like a batch? Is he like, look, you need to have this much for me in order to can to make it worth his while? Or
yeah, most of them do. I don't know what his limit is. I know before when we were doing, excuse me, we were doing a 10 barrel and a 15 barrel for batch one. I know that he was kind of not super interested in it because it wasn't as much beer. But now that we got 2 15s each canning run, you know, he's getting a lot more. It makes it worth it more for him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, especially with all those collabs on Instagram, Beer Thug Life, you know, all the guys. I'm drinking out of the In Haze We Trust glass right now, IPA a lot, Unfiltered Brews, local craft beer, Beer Thug Life. You know, it's pretty cool. They can kind of get in there and, you know, it's pretty good. It's good for the craft beer community, you know, especially with dudes like that can go around. And then he could share stories as well. You know, like, hey, I was at local craft beer and you got all these beer you know, enthusiasts, you know, getting in on it. I mean, like you said, you know, he's traveling up and down, but he probably runs in a lot of interesting people. And
all those guys were there for that canning, right? In Haze We Trust. And yeah, In Haze We Trust. It looked like on Instagram you had the John from Unfiltered Brutes, and then you had the dude from IP a lot.
Yeah, Mike from IP a lot, John, and then the other guys, I can't remember their names, from Unfiltered Brews. They all came up when we brewed one day and helped brew.
And Edgar was there?
Edgar couldn't make it to that one. He did make it out when we canned. Cheers.
Cheers.
But then when we canned in Hayes, Mike was the only one that could make it out for that. But he was a champ, stayed all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know what, we were talking earlier when I went up there and brewed with Tyson on the Podcasters Paradise. I got there at 9 and kind of went through all the stuff you were talking about before we turned the mics on, and it's a lot of hard work, really. And Tyson's right, the majority of the time I was just in his way, you know, but and it was like 5 o'clock. He's like, all right, now we need to go ahead and clean this. I'm like, nah, you don't understand. I'm going home, man. <You don't understand. laughs> That's all I could take, man. This is a real man's job. I'm not that guy anymore.
So yeah, it makes for some long days. You know, canning days are at least 12 hours for me. Because, I mean, like I said, once we're done canning, it's about 6 hours of cleaning. And then every double brew day is, you know, anywhere from, depending on any issues I have. I mean, I got out Wednesday, I double brewed, and I got out 11 and a half hours. I've never done that. I've never finished before 12.
Can you run a batch of brew while you're canning?
I mean, we could, but I wouldn't be able to help can at all.
Right.
I'd be tied up.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. All right. Well, what do you got going on personally as far as home brews?
Staying at it, brewing every other weekend, make sure I got beer at home.
Yeah.
Tyson thinks I'm crazy. Once he bought the brewery, he said he never turned back, never homebrewed again, but he thinks I'm crazy, but I got to have my own beer.
Sure.
Yeah. Just because I work there doesn't mean I drink for free.
That's right.
I got to have my own beer at home.
Yeah, that was a nice wink right there. Wink, wink. I don't drink for free. Wink, wink.
Well, I mean, I don't take beer home for free.
So what kind of a system do you have at the house? Because you've never been on and talked about your system. I've heard enough about everybody else's. I'm sick of it.
It's called a mash and boil. It's all-in-one electric system. So I'll mash in. It's got a green basket, kind of like how Frank's got his basket. Pick it up, let it all drain out, and then just go on with the boil.
Is this like one of the ones they're selling at the Stu and Jared's?
Yeah, yeah, they have one. It's the one that they use for like their classes and stuff. Same thing.
Pretty cool little system.
Yeah, it's just really inconsistent. I'm building a dual half barrel system right now. That'll be brewing a bag. I'm going to put it on a cart.
Oh, so okay.
That way I can brew a full barrel if I wanted to in a day.
Right on.
Or if, you know, I want to brew something and Kara wants to brew something, we can each brew at the same time and not have to make it a 10-hour day.
Right. You guys could actually brew and then split into two different fermenters and, yep, and then go from there with whatever yeast and hops you want to dry out.
Yeah, so we could do two different beers. Or, I mean, do one batch, and then we could do, you know, different yeast or different dry hops, stuff like that.
Right on. So what, Josh? What size is your? You have a you actually have a hot liquor tank and a mash tun and then a boil kettle. Right?
Yeah, it's the 20-gallon system. I just do 10 gallons for right now with the fermenter space I got. Well, actually, I should be getting my second fermenter Monday, and hopefully I can get that going so I can brew this blonde ale in time, you know, for the competition. I usually like to let my beer settle out for a week before I enter something like that. I'm cutting it short. You know, I might have to look real closely at my final gravity and just cutting that short, trying to get it conditioned like about a week.
Get it in the keg and let it get nice and clear.
But I do the 20-gallon all electric system. I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass now because I got the I can't fire up both burners at the same time. So like if for me to do a double brew day, I couldn't start a brew while I'm boiling. You know, because before I could, I had all gas. You know.
Oh, you just don't have the capacity on your circuit.
No, yeah, it's the 30 amp and the 50 amp. I would be able to do like a dual batch, you know, double brew day.
Can you run like a generator outside and run an extension cord to the one? Is that
stupid? I don't even know. I had to build my own circuit breaker. I used the SPA 50 amp breaker. You know, I chose the 50 amp, so when I do get up there, you know, I might make some tweaks. I'm already thinking about making tweaks to it already, like personalized stuff. As far as like when I do my my mash recirc, I noticed that some of these more stickier mash grain bills, what I started doing was I'll lay all my grains on the mash tun and I'll fill it from the bottom to kind of fluff it up. and I have my paddle and a drill, and I just kind of just drill all the dough balls and everything out, and it works fine. But the temperature, it's all electric. It kind of runs. It's like a flow meter in a way, and but the temperature isn't consistent. So I still take a secondary temperature and with my thermometer. But I'm thinking about installing a digital temperature firing off the side of that. You know, so I mean, it's all in one system, but you know, I'm still trying to personalize it to what I want. You know, like Matt was saying, I like, and Frank too. I would like to do like a dual boil system at some point. You know, I'm pretty interested in doing that. You know,
yeah, Sean. When Sean gets here, he could probably speak better about it, about his system than me. But I know that he had the same exact. He copied right up verbatim off of Frank's system, but now he's been kind of converting that over into a three different. He's got his hot liquor tank and his mash tun and his boil kettle. But he's kind of been making them grow a little bit, but still trying to get the people to, you know, some stainless welding. And I think he's been doing some soldering. I mean, it looks like shit, but that you can tell though he's starting to really come around with his brews.
Hey, as long as it seals,
that's right.
Yeah,
it seals. Yeah, and his last couple of beers have been pretty legit. I didn't get a chance to try the raspberry jalapeno. I've had it before, but he said it didn't turn out as good this time. But I don't know. Every brewer seems to be the worst critic of that beer.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, thing too is it's the Herm's electrical, you know, electric Herm system. His it's kind of like mine in a way. He has his Herm's coil. The efficiency on it, I was doing like 70, like low 70s on my old system. I'm getting like this last brew I did, I hit like 84. So I'm kind of around 83, you know, efficiency. And it kind of, I could kind of see where, as far as your hop additions and everything, how much more it accentuates like the hop boils and, you know, everything is it's a little different.
That's a good word, by the way.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to start rebrewing a lot of batches I did previously just to see how different or, you know, they turn out. Because I actually did a hazy. I used the same grain bill as my old one, but just different hops. You know, but it turned out all right. Not as I kind of got a little carried away. You know, I got a freezer full of hops, and I just start throwing whatever. Like,
you,
kind of.
You can't get carried away with hops.
Yeah. Like, straight. Well, this one, I just get kind of, you know, from my. You know, the recipe I built, you know, I kind of just, you know, I'm just going to throw these hops in there, throw a little bit of mosaic in it. So it's a little danky, a little hop forward.
Who won the blonde competition last time?
Cause I wasn't even a part of.
We did a pale. I think it was Martin.
Martin. I remember he won one before, but I didn't know. Was that the last one?
Yeah. I think that was last year, last summer. That was the last time we did one.
Kind of interesting to find out Martin is no longer doing the bottle conditioning. He went to kegging.
Finally a big boy.
Yeah.
Grissom. Never turn back.
His weight was dropped a little bit.
That's the thing with me. I never, like Sean could tell you, I told him I'm going to do everything. I did an extract brew with someone. I'll say, man, I'm going to do all grain. And then I never bottle conditioned at all. I went straight to kegs and found out how quickly, you know, you're diving straight in, you know, and then you kind of carbon your beer, you know, your carb volumes or, you know, specific styles. It makes a pretty big, you know, I didn't really start from the bottom. You know, I just kind of just shot the top.
So last time you were on, you talked about you have a carb stone.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that, Matt?
Yeah, that's what we use up there. Same thing, like on a commercial scale.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I the only fucker that's never heard of such a thing?
Probably.
God, dang. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you got a big ass carb stone too. You know?
They're like 8 inch, yeah. I think. Fuck. 10 inch. They stick quite a ways in there.
Huh. I got a beer podcast. I'm always the dumbest motherfucker on the show, man. Just nobody's gonna stick up for me on that one. No, Kenny, you're good. You're good. No. Nothing.
No, hey. we all learn.
We're going to go ahead and finish this crawler, man, because I don't want it to get all warm when Sean gets here.
We'll be canning it Monday, so I'll get him some.
Yeah, fucker.
Just the rest of it?
Yep, just kill it. This is actually really good.
Yeah, that one came out really good.
I like it. what was the contributions for, I mean, when you do a collab like this, is it RAR said, hey, I want to use this Grain Bill and Tyson's, did that go good with this hop profile?
That's pretty much what happened, exactly. You know, they've got their specific style. I mean, they are East Coast. They do a lot, you know, I mean, they've been doing these style IPAs forever. So, I mean, they pretty much came up with the Grain Bill. And then they asked him, you know, what do you think about hops? You know, because, I mean, he knows a lot when it comes to hops. I mean, you can use a certain amount of one hop and then use more, and you're going to get a completely different flavor. I mean, especially like Mosaic, Simcoe, you use a little bit to a lot. I mean, you're getting completely different flavors out of it. And he just, once they told him, you know, like a Grain Bill they were thinking about, you know, he sat down and said, well, you know, we'll do this hop with this one for dry hop one. And he mapped it all out, you know, for a couple of them. They were all at like a conference room table, and they just looked at him and they said, okay, sounds good.
You know? Did
he explained, you know, why he was, you know, like why so much of this one, why so little of this one.
He's brilliant, right? Yeah. When they said what kind of the Grain Bill they wanted to use, did that, was Tyson like, oh shit, never heard of such a thing? Or was he like, okay.
No, yeah, I mean, they do a lot of different stuff on the East Coast. You know, I mean, they do a lot of water treatment, and I don't believe they use any oats. They use a lot of like unmalted wheat to get that haziness, you know, and different stuff like that.
But they have, we have the same availability of supplies as they have for any type of a Grain Bill we want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could have done the same exact thing here, but I think that's the whole thing. They have their version. Ours is the same exact hop schedule, but a little bit different Grain Bill, just based on what we have, you know, because some stuff might be more expensive for us to get than them, and some stuff we don't use that they use all the time. So it just didn't make sense for us to order a bunch of something that we never use.
Something, I got a question, and this is going to be business related. Sean brought up his last hazy, he said, and it turned out really good. And I'm not going to say that when he's here, right? I'll talk shit about his beer, but it was really good. It was a badass beer. But he said it was by far the most expensive beer he ever brewed, just by the sheer amount of hops he put in it. Mm-hmm. And does LCB brew any more cost efficient beers? Just to, I don't want to say just to put out, but there may be people out there that like a, you know, of course, there's people out there like clear West Coast style beers, right? Yeah. And I would assume that might be a little cheaper. I mean, I guess they can still be pretty hoppy, no, but
is, I mean, there even West Coast or hazy? We put the same amount of hops per barrel in both.
So, is there any beers that you guys make there that is obviously cheaper to make than other beers?
Oh, yeah. like the Hef and the Blonde and the Brown, you know, all the stuff that we have on tap. You know, all those are a lot cheaper. Most of them don't get dry hopped, but I mean, every can release beer, they all get the same amount of hops, you know, obviously different hops, but it's always the same amount per barrel. We did go bigger on the Inhaze We Trust, and that ended up being bad. So I think we were already on the limit of how much we should do, and then we got a very bad yield. So,
oh, really? I'm just curious if there's breweries out there that will occupy a handle just because it's a cheap beer to make and it'll help pay the bills.
I'm sure there is. You know, a lot of these guys brewing hazies too will drop their yeast and then dry hop, which we don't. I mean, that's how you're getting that haze, dry hopping it while it's still active.
Got it.
And then once you dry hop it active, and that yeast is done, it's just going to be full of hops, so you can't reuse it.
I bet there's people out there listening right now. I bet Kenny had no idea what he just said, but I did. I totally understood that. Fuck you, John. All right. Let me pause real quick and text Sean and find out where he's at. That way we can kind of get a bio break out of the way. So hold on 1 second. All right, power of the pause button. We're back. And that was actually funny because I hit pause, and as soon as I hit pause, Sean came up the stairs. So
on cue.
And
I've been downstairs the whole time. I was just texting you telling I wasn't here.
Oh, with the ladies.
I was just checking to see what kind of shit you were going to talk.
So it's interesting that you got the finger in the butt today and you went to the eye appointment.
So I don't know. I didn't understand, but he's a doctor. So yeah,
brown eye, whatever. I just do it.
He checked all three.
Check it. Just check all three. You got 20/20/20. So
yeah, and he lost his ring.
Yeah. And then, so Josh said that his finger was sore since yesterday. And I said, would you give eye appointments? So we're
funniest
drinking.
Jokes happen off camera.
Yeah, the funnest part. So Josh, before we started brewing or talking, Josh did say that he made a hazy and he wasn't happy with it. So he goes, you guys can have it. You want the honest? You want everybody to be honest with you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't come out. I think I just went too crazy,
Like maybe over hop
crazy. Yeah,
it almost has a. I mean, it's got like a good base to it. It's like there's something there that's good for me, but it does have a little bit of hop burn, which may level
it was,
out.
It right? wasn't. I had it was intense, like,
and I almost get a little more. Bit of a chemical flavor in there or something, like almost maybe plastic. For me, that's
what I think it's just the burn, really.
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe that's what it is.
It to me, I think it's a good beer. Something tastes familiar about it. There's something I taste that it reminds me of a store bought beer that I've had. That I guess it's the I don't know if I'm going to sound like a dumbass. It tastes to me like there was pretty heavy amount of bittering hops, which I like.
When were your additions? Were they all late?
Not the mosaic.
You were during like 60 minute.
Yeah, but I dry hop. I threw a bunch of hops in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would do it, right? If you throw in a bittering hops at 60 minutes, it would come off like this, right?
Well, yeah, but I wanted some bitterness to it, you know. But I over like that came with the efficiency as well. What I'm used to throwing in as far as.
See, this is right. I'm digging this, man, because you don't get a lot of bitter, hazy beers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think with some tweaks, you could dial that beer right in.
Yeah, but I think I just got too. I went like off. Said, I went off recipe, and I was like, I'm just going to dump this and this.
Fuck it. What's the ABV on this?
Snickle Fritz.
It's 6.5.
Perfect. Oh, that's a great beer, man.
Yeah, you need to do that again and just dial it in.
Yeah, I just don't need to go crazy with it.
What other hops were in it?
The Nolly. I was just going to do the Denali and the Mandarina, and then I threw in that Waiiti. Right.
When did you add the
Denali? The Denali, I did those. Those were late additions, but what I did was I threw the Waiiti and the Denali about 2 days in a primary or three, and then I threw the Mandarina as like a secondary, like a dry hop, like a second, double dry hop. And I think that's what probably did it because I threw at least – can't remember off the top of my head how much, but it was a
and you were doing
heavy amount.
Batch,
right? Yeah.
No CTZs in this?
No, not that one.
I just wanted to have the opportunity to say that.
or ABVs?
ABVs.
Yeah, but that thing was intense. Like when I first.
Fuck you, Jared.
When I first, some draws from the keg, I was like, man, that thing's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
What
I
about do. Yeast? What yeast did you use?
I used the.
Heavy breathing for effect.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic effect.
Coastal
taste? Coastal, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh. You taste the coastal in it?
Yeah.
You get the seashore kind of.
Yeah.
If you hold it to your ear, you can hear it.
hold that up to your ear.
I told you about the chick that had the seashell tattooed inside her thigh. So when you put your ear to it, you can smell the ocean.
That's pretty bad when you put your ear to it and you can smell the ocean.
Yeah.
But the other hazy I did was with Common and Citra, and I really liked the way that came out.
Oh, okay.
So I might do that one again.
I've been wanting to mess around with Common ever since Great Change did that Asteroid Buckaroo.
I did. I redid my hazy, but the homebrew store was out of Citra, and so I got Comet to replace it, and it came out much more lemony for me. I mean, that wasn't what I was going for. I mean, people liked it, but it just wasn't. It totally changed the beer, and I think just that one hop change did it. Pretty interesting. I mean, because they're supposed to be kind of a comparable.
Comet's pretty intense too.
Yeah,
I threw very little. In a 60-minute, then I did everything else Citra. You could still get some of that Comet through, but it had a good, Citra nose to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to play around with this some more to figure out what we could use it for, because it seemed like you said, a pretty strong hop.
Yeah, definitely want to do some West Coast with it.
Mm-hmm. Or even like a pale ale, like a citrusy kind of pale ale. That'd be fun.
Yeah, anyways, I don't have anything negative to say about that beer. I thought it was pretty good.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
I like a little bitterness.
It cleaned up. Yeah, that's what I haven't done. I actually did a juicy Citra, not as far as a hazy grain bill, but I kind of did the hopping, as I would do with the hazy, and it came out bomb. It wasn't a hazy. I meant to the clear up, but it was real like a juicy IPA, I guess, if you will.
Nice. Juicy.
Hmm. Yeah, juicy. Speaking of juicy. Oh. Try here. This is the A-Bit Hazy. I think everybody has a play on that.
Hazy. Hazy. Haze.
There was only one first, though.
Who was that?
Timber?
Shit. The real Hazy.
Who's ready?
I'm almost ready. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Everybody's trying to be real careful not to do the Joey pours. Got to be careful with this group, though. Watching Matt.
Where is Joey?
Well, that's why he's working. That's why I brought the little glass.
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
You brought your own?
Yeah. It's the collab.
Yeah.
The and Haze We Trust. Mm-hmm. It has pretty good little...
I never brought my own, though.
I'm trying to change the game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The podcast back. Game.
Yeah.
You just didn't trust
I just... How it'll probably just... you might have that another glass to your...
Yeah, that's typically what happens is people bring their own and they get fucked up and forget to take them home and it just adds to my collection.
Works out perfectly in your favor.
Works out fine.
Just put it in the back.
Yeah, and I forget. I forget a lot of shit, too, because we went to Lengthwise after and I left this damn ice chest there.
Hey, Matt sounds like you at the doctor's appointment. Just put it in the back.
He's like, it's an eye doctor. I'm an eye doctor. I don't do that. No, I'm here. Might as well do it and get it over with.
Do you have to do the machine that blew the little air in your eye? Sean?
Yes.
Do you have to do that?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
No glaucoma. No glaucoma. No diabetes. So I'm all right.
No glaucoma, Mr. Hallsworth. Now pull your pants up.
Yeah. You did not have to take your pants down for this examination. Oh, come on.
Be cool, doc.
My insurance is covering this, right? Yeah. So I'm going to, we're drinking 8-bit, right? So I'm going to give another chance.
Are you not a fan of it?
Only because of my visit to them. I know you talk them up. You've had a really good experience there. Mm. I just did not care for the service. Food was okay.
Oh, man. We had this girl there that was just super friendly when we were there.
We had a girl that had zero personality and very little knowledge of the beer. I was really surprised because they've got a good reputation. And so it was just a disappointing experience. Yeah. You know, and the beer that they had, they were out of some stuff. And the stuff I really want to try, they didn't have any.
Well, and then when I talked them up and I had those crawlers that I've been holding on to for 2 months and they were all discolored by the time I was serving them to my friends, the taste was still there and the carbonation was there, but the color was just off and I felt horrible, you know, because I was like such a fan of the beer and it just looked like shit. But I'm glad this is fresh as fuck and it's the color's there. So I like it. This Haze-Z. Right?
Hazy.
H-A-Y-Z. Mm-hmm. Just so we're clear.
7.7 no pun intended. ABV. It's not clear.
No.
Hazy. 7.7. Yeah, I was disappointed. I mean, I took a group of people there. Like, we were heading to San Diego, went out of our way to kind of go out that way to make sure we got to go by there, and then just was kind of like,
yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But whatever.
So what do you think of this one?
It's good. It's good. I mean, it's... You know, not my favorite hazy beer, but it's good, solid.
They kind of redeem themselves at all? Or?
Well, yeah, we'll talk later. I'm just kidding.
They seem to make some decent beers. I mean, they're consistent. Mm-hmm.
That's what you texted me last night when you were in hot seat, passenger seat.
What? We'll talk later?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, I said I asked you if you were in trouble, and you said we'll talk later.
I don't recall that. I don't think that happened. Yeah.
Is that the same thing his wife told him?
We'll I think so. I don't know what I'm gonna tell you right now because you had that look on your face. I said no. I said, are you in the doghouse? You go pretty much.
No, I'll tell you later. Was you said when you saw the picture of the wife? You said lucky, and I said I'll tell you later. So that's probably why you thought I was in trouble. Oh,
that's right. Because you said a hashtag Tanya, and I gave it the heart, and then it said lucky. Yeah, you're right. The gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was way off then.
So no, I was not in the doghouse.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yep.
But we were on the Don Julio 1942 last night. Oof. Celebrating your Independence Day. It was. You got the joke. Thank you.
Of course, yes. Yes. Makes sense.
My buddy, we were at Jeff's house, my brother's house, and he made tacos and stuff. And my buddy Sammy was over there. I told him I wasn't going to say his name, but I did. He was fucking hammered. We had to pour him into the freaking Uber. Oof. And that was part of the reason I was late, because he lives kind of down where my doctor's office was, and he had to go get his truck. So I said, I'll just swing by and pick you up and drop you off at Jeff's. And he's like, first thing he got in the truck, did I eat last night? I said, fuck yeah, you ate. We all ate. He goes, I don't remember anything after basically hors d'oeuvre, you know, because we had like chips and dip and shit. He goes, I remember that. That's all I remember.
Where was this at?
At my brother's.
Oh.
Yeah. It was funny. He was on one.
So the girl that got this beer for me from 8-Bit was the one that was on the Chick cast. Remember the one that was sitting where Josh is sitting? The art teacher.
One's a PE teacher.
Yeah, not her, the art teacher. Okay. Yeah, and we were talking about how shitty she got here. Because she goes, I don't remember. She goes, listening back, and she goes, I realized, oh my God, I just keep repeating myself. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, welcome to the club. Yeah, that's me.
If you don't have an episode like that, you haven't been to the podcast.
But it was kind of awkward because when her parents actually showed up to pick her up. So it's like, oh, hi.
She was asleep on the couch. Yeah.
So here's your daughter back, you know, and then she goes, yeah, that wasn't good. She goes, my dad had to pull over so I could throw up.
Oh, shit. She was fucked up.
Yeah.
And she was entertaining. Did you guys hear that episode?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
It was a while back, right?
Yeah.
It was like we were all in this serious, like relationship, but just like how do guys and girls get along, whatever. And then she just goes, but did she come?
Yeah.
She just blurted that out. It was like, oh, well, we're going there.
Yeah. No. What happened was I thought this would be really funny. As soon as I introduced everybody, my joke was, does size really matter? Because I prefer beers, you know, around 6% or so, you know, to me, the 14%. So that was my joke, right? And right away, they're like, fuck yeah, it matters. But if you don't eat the pussy, it doesn't matter what side. I'm just like, whoa. I'm like, it's me, Sean, looked at you like, God, man, that.
We kind of high-fived off the side of the table. Yeah. Like, this is exactly where we wanted to go.
We wanted to go there, but we thought we were going to be the ones taking it there, not the girls.
We thought we were going to be like pushing them to the edge, and they jumped right in. As soon as they got the buzz going, they were gone.
I don't even think it took the buzz. I think they got there just eating the potato chips.
You can definitely hear the potato chips.
Yeah.
That's where we fucked up. Because that would have been a really good episode.
You guys didn't even have to be pervs. They just did it all in
their own. They did it. Yeah.
We were pervs, but we didn't have to be.
Well, they started it.
Yeah. You started it.
Here you go, dummy. Careful what you wish for.
Yes, you told the doc, well, you started it.
Why do you keep backing into it?
Finish it.
Yeah. So what's going on with you with your homebrews right now? We kind of been going around the table talking about everybody's home brewing.
Not much.
What about your, you were concerned about the raspberry, jalapeno beer.
So it turned out it's a little, the wheat part of it's a little light. And I think that I'm blaming that on my efficiency issues. I'm having some efficiency issues and, like 55. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm probably, sparging a little fast.
Do you, as a professional brewer, do you guys pay attention to efficiencies? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's not money. It's money for you,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's all. That's
so,
all
what is the guidelines there?
On a big system, what do you get? Well, I mean,
but what do you want versus what do you get?
Shoot for 70. I mean, it doesn't always happen, but.
But like homebrew systems, what are you getting? 80?
The last one, IPA, was 84. Jeez. But it's usually, I kind of input all my numbers, 83. It's hit or miss.
That's where you base your recipe on.
Yeah.
That's pretty good though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. What do you get at home on that system?
I don't know. I've been doing different strategies on sparging and then like circulating my mash. Cause I was talking to Frank and he said he was circulating his mash and getting like 90% efficiency. So I tried that and I got shittier. So fuck Frank. I'm not taking his ideas anymore.
Yeah. And you know, he wasn't telling the truth, right?
I mean, I get anywhere from,
Frank was talking, he's lying, right?
I mean, I've even done, you know, 100% two row recently and still only got like 68% efficiency, 67. Wow. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's something with my mill.
See,
maybe I need to check it. Maybe.
That's what I was thinking too. Because when my efficiency really dropped off was when I got my own mill and I've played with it, the settings on it, and tried to,
I bought mine off Jared. I think he fucked me.
I bought mine from the homebrew store. So
brand new.
Actually I didn't. I got it online. Sorry. Sorry, Jared.
Yeah. I got his old one from home,
which true story, but not because they don't have good prices, just because I found a whopping deal. You know, their prices are actually Pretty comparable with what you can find online when you factor in shipping and shit. You're not close
to more beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not gouging you.
They're definitely not gouging you. These guys aren't getting rich on their this venture.
Especially yeast. I mean, yeast is the same exact price every time I've got it from.
Yeah. And they've talked
more
about beer,
but I mean, the dry yeast is a little more. Usually dry yeast I'll get on Amazon because you can get like three of them for $9 or something. Yeah. But anytime I use White Labs or Imperial, I always go to them.
Plus, you're not worried about it sitting on your porch for freaking 5 hours or 6 hours in the day.
Especially right now.
Right now, yeah. I would not order yeast online right now.
But how funny would it be that their yeast was sitting in front of their shop for 5 or 6 hours before they opened the door?
So I talked to them about that, and they were talking about how they're especially Imperial, they'll work with them on that, on how they kind of schedule the deliveries and stuff like that, just to try to minimize that as much as possible.
Schedule it around when they're there and order at the
which
right
is pretty
time.
Cool. The guys at Imperial are pretty badass.
Yeah.
Have you ever ordered wine, joined a wine club from one of the wineries, and you get the shipments twice a year, like the Tobin James, and everybody in Bakersfield gets their shipment at the same time twice a year, and UPS gives zero fucks when you're home, right? They're like, you get home from work at 5 o'clock and there's a note on your door going, hey, we're here at one. Yep. There was nobody here to sign for your alcohol.
Come downtown and get it or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, they don't. You try to work with them because I put the note back on there. Hey, come after five tomorrow. I'll be here.
next day, he didn't show up and find the note.
No, he showed up and put another note on top of my note that I was here at one. You weren't here. I'm like, fuck.
Come down to pick it up. I'm not coming anymore.
They asked them, I just recently seen a meme like that. He goes, oh, you weren't here at one? Okay, I'll try again at one tomorrow. You know, and he's like waving, UPS guy.
That's exactly what it's like.
Perfect. But like, I got to the point where, well, just like, I mean, for my wine, you know, membership, I get it 3 times a year and I got to be there to sign. So I just get it sent to the FedEx right there on Stockdale. Yeah,
just go pick it up.
And now I on the way back from work, just pick it up. You know, it's a lot easier and I don't have to play that cat and mouse game, you know, trying to chase down my shipment.
What a tease.
While your wine's getting tossed around and broke, probably.
Has Tyson did a collab with Electric Brewing, right?
Yeah. Zap,
that's it. That was a great beer.
That beer was awesome.
And I don't think I had Electric's the one they did. I had the one Tyson did.
I don't think they ever did it.
No.
I don't think
so. It was just how does that work then?
See, I think at that time, I don't think Electric was canning.
Got it.
I think they just did it.
Did they help though with the brewing of it?
Yeah, Justin came down while he brewed it.
Okay.
Oh, so they're Electric's in the neighborhood of 8-Bit, right? Right.
Yes, right around the corner, literally. Matter of fact, I discovered 8-Bit by accident. I was at Aftershock Brewery and Tyson texted me and he's like, because I posted where I was and he texted me and he goes, you know, if you're not at Electric, you're fucking up. And I literally just got into town, right? I've been driving 3 hours.
Right. I'm like, Tyson said that?
Yes.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, give me fucking a minute. I haven't even checked into my room yet. Like, I literally stopped off at the first brewery. So the next day, me and the wife went back there to go to Electric. And the 15 was shut down for something, right? And we were just stuck in this horrendous traffic. And I finally got off on this road and I got turned around, lost, blah, blah, blah. I went by Electric and they weren't open yet because they didn't open until like noon or whatever it was. So I was like, fuck, I don't want to get back on the 15, but I thought I saw somewhere we could eat and I kind of spun around a couple of blocks, all within like, you could walk there, right? I'd rather drive, but ended up, they were 8-Bit. And I'm like, well, I think we can eat here, right? So, I was like, oh my God, this beer is amazing.
It's a beautiful facility too.
It is. And I just love their beer. And then when we were done eating, we went over to Electric and had that, but I wonder if Tyson's ever tried to do some kind of a collab with 8-Bit.
I don't know. I know we talked to Dan, the brewer there, which he used to work for Justin at Electric.
Oh, is that
he
right?
He was Justin's old assistant.
Oh, wow.
And then he went to that Cerebral Brewing School, and then 8-Bit hired him as their head brewer.
That's cool.
Wow. Okay.
I tried when we were down there at 8-Bit, we left there and we tried to go to Electric, but it was like, because they're still kind of that small brewer schedule, right?
Yeah.
And they were closed. It's like Monday, I think, or something. And I was pretty disappointed because you talked them up pretty high.
Yeah. Well, the what's her name that brought me this beer? She said the same thing. She was down there and on a Monday and a lot of the brewers were closed. So, hey, public service announcement for you guys that are going down to Temecula to try to some breweries. If you do happen to be down in Temecula on a Monday and garage brewing is closed, the Shell station next door is owned by them, And they have all the cans. They don't sell out of the brewery. They sell out of the Shell station. So
that's awesome.
FYI, if you go to Temecula on a Monday, don't worry about garage brewing. Just go to the Shell station next door and buy the beer there. Yeah.
I dig that when like a brewery just has like a side gig going where they kind of integrate their stuff into the, you know, like, you know, Pizza Port, and there's a, you know, there's a handful of different places that kind of do something on the side or whatever.
It's always fun to say I went to garage and got gas.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
You may want to edit that out.
No, well.
Edit? Better. Does he know how?
No.
Well, better than saying I, you know, went to the eye doctor and got fucked in the ass, whatever. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, Temecula's, they're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Isn't there another one right there? Black Market?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
The guy's Munfield or Bruce.
As a matter of fact.
They even have a Ballast Point there, right? Or is it Marietta? Yes.
I think they have one.
That's all right, touching each other.
Yeah, because I lived there about a couple years.
There's also a Carl Strauss on the other side of 15, yeah. Carl Strauss. But those are, now the Carl Strauss is basically a restaurant, bar, tap house. But they have a little system there, and they let, like, the bartenders. Like, if you're a brewer, they let the bartender, because it's one beer, the guy goes, hey, try this. He goes, I made this myself on that system right there. And I was like,
Carl Strauss?
Yes.
That's cool. Because they're such a big company, right? I mean, you kind of get, think of like just corporate beer almost.
Yeah. That's how downtown is too, Carl Strauss. They have like a little 3 or 5 barrel system.
That's exactly what it was.
6 fermenters or something like that.
Talking about downtown LA?
Yeah.
But it's all right in the window when you walk up.
Yeah, when you walk up, you see it.
But the Black Market, I just happened to go to Vaughn's over there in Temecula to buy some groceries, put in our room, and I saw that on the shelf. And I'm like, oh, you know, I want to grab the local beer. It was fucking amazing. It was great.
You don't hear about them hardly ever, right?
Seems like I used to hear a lot about them, and lately I haven't heard anything.
There is you can get stuff. One of their 6-packs at Sully's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's always one of the ones I want to grab, like on my way to the golf course, and it's one of their freaking 8%ers. I'm like, I don't want to drink it. You know, because the thing is, especially when you're sneaking your beers in your golf bag, you know, they get kind of warm, and yeah.
Oh, the warm ones will get you right there.
Fuck the hype.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. John,
just walk up in there with your ice chest. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well,
fuck it.
I try to be sneaky, like when you can just put everything on the cart, like take the cart out to the car to load up your clubs and throw everything in
That's what I do. Yeah. Just leave them in the car and throw my beer into.
So we went to Tahoe last week, and me, my son-in-law, and my son all went to this golf course down in Genoa, which is down in Nevada on the backside of the mountain from Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And we had a 30-pack of – my son brought up Michelob Ultras. Oof. So we had a 30-pack of Michelob Ultras, but then we had – I had bought some local –
That's a good trick.
I bought some local beers up there. So I had some, I can't remember. I had some local beers on me. And then, so anyways, the girl comes by and she's like, hey, you guys want to buy some beers? And I go, no, I said, we're good for now. She goes, and she just goes lame and drives off. Hold on. All right. Power the pause button. We are back. We got the, Karis here, the birthday girl.
What? Hey.
No, I said, you're here and happy birthday.
She wasn't saying what, like
repeated. Oh, I got you. So anyways, yeah, so the girl on the golf course called me lame for not wanting to buy beer, but I'm like, I got like freaking 45 beers between the three of us in the back of the cart right now. But we ended up buying some beers off her, but it's like...
Was she cute?
No, she wasn't that cute, and then she was pretty young, so it wasn't... No. Yeah, but anyways.
Weird. She just made it weird.
Yeah, it was weird, yeah. Yeah, no. You know, they're like, oh my God, you remind me of my dad when he drinks beer too when he golfs. I'm like, all right, get out of here. Right?
Pull up your pants, kid.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
You can't drive with your pants around your ankle.
He can't make it past the ladies to either, or what?
Just going for my eye appointment. So
that's going to be the theme.
So I know we brought like 6 805s and they had 3 Sierra Nevadas. That's all they had there.
You bought her out?
Of the Sierra Nevadas was only 3, and we bought all the 805s, and that was like freaking $45.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why the, and you know, God bless my son. He was thinking ahead, right? He was like, I bought these Michelob Ultras for the golf course because he knew we were going to be out there in the sun pounding beers. So I was like, that's.
So you can stay hydrated.
You got to stay hydrated, right? Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea. But funny, sure came home with a lot of waters. We emptied the beers, but we had a lot of waters.
That's funny. Read the label.
Yeah,
what do we got? We got from Solid Ground Brewing. It's a tropical hazy IPA, 6.4 ABV. It's called Trango, and they're out of Diamond Springs, California.
Where's that?
Is that like Trango Unchained?
I don't know where that's at. I'm thinking more like a Mojave area, Springs.
Palm Springs, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere.
It just makes me laugh because Josh has that. Like, seriously, he could be a radio DJ with his voice, right? And he reads the label, like, totally professional. And like, where's that? Fuck if I know.
Springs.
It's like the best label reading we've ever had in the shows.
And followed up with that.
Fuck if I know.
Fuck if I know.
Don't ask me questions.
What is CTZ hops? Fuck if I know.
They got some crazy bullshit right here, too.
Go.
Trango is a family of rock. So we're situated north of Pakistan that offers some of the largest cliffs and most challenging rock climbing in the world. Trango is pale orange in color with a definite haze. Tasting of orange, mango, and vanilla, Trango is juicy, yet finishes fresh, finishes refreshing, bright, and effervescent.
Nice. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
I get all that, what it said.
I get the Pakistan.
This is what town is it in?
Diamond Springs.
Diamond Springs.
Same guys that made my website.
Right above Placerville, just east of Sacramento. Oh,
okay, Rockland. I was way off.
You were close. By
I see you know. Springs.
So that Placerville, that is on the way up to Tahoe, on the 50, right?
I don't really get too much vanilla. That's just me.
On the 50.
Yeah, I don't get the vanilla, but I get the kind of the
I get a little bit of vanilla.
Citrusy. It's not like a juicy hazy, right? It's more like a
tropical
hazy.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I just stumbled onto it at what's that liquor store on Stockdale and Allen? All American. Frank over there. He was giving away little bottles of No, that's Frank.
Yeah, fuck Frank. Yes, not Frank. Thanks, man.
He was giving away bottles to all his customers.
You caught me sleeping there, man.
Zoned out or what?
Yeah, it was.
He was giving when I went to check out last night. He was had a little bucket full of those little like airplane bottles of liquor. Happy Fourth, man. Take one. He was giving those out. It's pretty funny. A bunch of shitty, you know, like cheap ass tequila and vodka. And
he's giving them out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was funny. He's the, you know, you walk in, hey, buddy! You know, he's that guy, you know.
You know, that reminds me, I got to tell you this. So when I was growing up in Daytona Beach, I was like 16, 17 years old, and we'd always sit in the parking lot waiting to see who's going to go in and try to buy the beer. Mm-hmm. We never played Hey Mister, but we was like, all right, Kenny, it's your turn. So I'm like, all right, fuck. And I was rocking the mullet. I wasn't bald back then, so I still look my age.
I don't believe
rocking
it.
Rocking the mullet.
I want to see it so bad.
The mullet worked with the ladies, but it didn't work so well with the beer guys.
Still don't believe it.
No, nothing. No. So anyways, it just so happened, though. I went in and I went to grab my my case of Busch Light. And this dude went up to the counter and he goes, you know, he was like, hey, John, how's it going? And this dude behind the counter, old guy, is like, pretty good, man. I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, good seeing you. He walked out. So I walked up and I go, John, man, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. And he had that, like, fucked up look on his face. Like,
like, I don't remember you.
Yeah, and I just threw down my $20 bill. And he still was kind of stumbling. And I go, yeah, the last time, I can't remember what I said, something about the last time I was there. And he just, like, gave me my change. And I went, but he still had that look on his face. Like, God, I'm getting old. I can't remember anybody. Anymore, you know?
So it worked.
Yeah, he was too embarrassed to want to say, I don't remember you.
And way too embarrassed to card you.
Yeah, but, so I went to breakfast this morning with Wendy. And there was a guy that the company we work for was retired. And he was eating at the counter next to me. And I'm like, hey, good to see you. And he's like, hey, yeah, can't remember your name.
He was honest.
Yeah,
he was
straight out.
And I told him, and I have the same last name as another person that used to work there. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, you're the other one. Yeah, I remember you. I'm like, no, you don't.
You're the other one. That's all you are.
Whatever.
That's all you are.
And then when the bill came, I realized he didn't pick up my check. I was like, oh, you fucker.
He really didn't remember. If he would have remembered you, he would have.
He would have.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Hashtag fuck him.
Yeah. Hashtag, I guess I'll pay for my own breakfast, dickhead. So anyways, yep. He caught me sleeping again.
Yeah.
That's what I, when I talk in my sleep, that's shit I say. Because I'll pay for home breakfast again. Thanks a lot. When he's like, shut the fuck up. Go back to snoring.
Never ends. You guys killed that. 1.5 ounce each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. You know, reminds me.
Two fuckers Joey poured.
Yeah. Richie came over yesterday and he brought over. he brought over Pliny and Blind Pig, but he also had.
Yeah. Didn't even save any for the podcast.
Dick. No, it meant, but it was so funny because when he did, I texted him. I told my son was over with Nick, his girlfriend, his fiance. They were over, and he's like, "You want to come back over here, or you want to come over? Want me to come over?" I go, "Yeah, come over." You know, he goes, "Well, my daughter wants to swim." I'm like, "Yeah, let her swim." So he comes over and she jumps in the pool, and then everybody, then my son and his fiance leave, and he's like, "Hey, you want a beer? I got my rest." I'm like, "You fucker, you're hiding it." So my son didn't have any.
He had in his pocket.
Yeah, he had a little bag stack. He goes, "No, I wasn't hiding it." Like,
liar.
That's all right. Good job.
You know, the Pliny conversation, I've been getting it lately, and you know, not being a big, I've said this a thousand times, not being a big like IPA, West Coast IPA guy or whatever. That's a really good beer. I mean, I know people like kind of compare it to IPAs today, you know, because it's been around for so long, but getting it on tap, it's really, really good.
Oh, it was great yesterday. I was impressed. And that Blind Pig
Blind Pig's awesome.
It was really good. And I haven't had it as much as I had the Russian River. And to be honest with you, a lot of times when I have the few times I've had Blind Pig, it was not my first beer of the day. So I have a hard time remembering how good it was. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, Joey's whole take on him not liking it, it's no different than if you were to say you're not a fan of Dodge trucks. He'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck are you talking
definitely
about?
Ford,
you
know, versus Chevy, whatever."
Yeah, whatever.
It's good. It's a good beer. I know you're.
Yeah. Josh's
a huge fan.
From what I wear the shirts, you know, here and there, but what I get is like, oh, Blind Pig's better, you know, like.
Than Pliny?
Yeah.
I think so.
I get a lot of that, but I usually go for the younger every year.
What's that?
Whoa. Easy.
And
it's not that kind of podcast.
How many people listen to this are going to know that now?
You got to go younger and younger. Three. But
what's your teacher's name?
but it's my little younger trip's kind of in jeopardy this year. My sister's getting married in Puerto Vallarta, so
tell her to change that shit.
I know. She told me March. And I'm like, okay, that's all right. She goes, okay, February 15th. And I'm like, that's fucking right. They release it the first February of the year, of, you know, first Friday of February, mm-hmm. 2 weeks long. You know, so it's not going to stop my Russian River, you know, but the younger, I might not get it. But I know up north, a very good friend of mine, Troy, he lives in Sacramento. He makes that trip with me, and we just get fucking lit up all fucking weekend, man, out there. And
so get you some.
Yeah, so he kind of knows who gets taps of it, you know, kegs of it and all that. So I think I might shoot up there.
Oh, afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you be willing to stand in line, though, to buy some of that?
I'll tell you what. The first year, because, okay, you got February. The first week is Super Bowl weekend. Then you got the second week. The first year I went 4 years ago was the second week, and we fucking waited 8 hours in line. And that's when they had the one brewery in Santa Rosa. So I'm like, fuck it, we're here already. We got there fucking like at 7, and then we fucking waited 8 hours to get in.
Work shift.
What do you do for 8 hours sitting in front of a brewery? I mean,
talk to people, man.
Once your phone dies, what do you do?
You talk to people. There's a lot of.
Can you drink beer in line?
That's what I was going to say.
I do. We do.
Can one of your guys go off to the store and grab something?
It's one of these things where once they have a strict system where once you get, like, you can't leave because you need to get your stamp. And so there's the first wave, second wave, third wave, you know, that they have that you can enter. And once you get your stamp, as long as someone's in line, you could take off or. That's when we usually get our beer, or, you know, go back to the car, get the beer.
I'm just thinking that brewery must smell like piss in front because all these people waiting there for 8 hours have been all day. Where are you going to piss? You're like, I don't lose my spot.
They got owl houses, but after that first year, we maybe an hour and a half wait.
8 hour line to get your beer and a fucking 3 hour line for the pisser.
But like after we learned our lesson after that first year, because now it's like a year. Now they open the second brewery. Mm-hmm. You just wait like an hour and get in.
Oh, that's not bad. I'd definitely do that.
And the younger, it changed because they have their open top fermentation for their sours. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they did half the brewery in the new one.
Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor. They did half closed fermentation, half open top, and they ran through the centrifuge, and it
did they blend
tasted,
them?
Yeah. Okay. It tasted a lot better.
I didn't know if they did them separate.
They blended them in.
So they blended
I'd like
what?
To see them separate.
The younger? They add a wrinkle.
Two separate fermentations, right?
Yeah.
But younger top. And what?
That just the younger? Oh, I think they've done that with the Pliny batches. As well.
They split the batch and then...
They've done that with the Pliny recently, but you can only get it at the brewery, you know, so...
So one half the fermentation's in the open top and half in the closed.
I'd be curious to do them separate and compare them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably do.
That open top room is so badass.
It's sick, man. Like, awesome. I haven't had the tour, but I've been fucking window peeking through all that shit, and it's fucking windows, massive.
Right? All the way around?
I think they dropped like 50 mil on it.
Fuck.
The new one in Windsor. It's in a fucking nice area. It's
anything up there is expensive.
It's a badass. It's a bad, and they're a little more lenient, you know, because you only get 3 servings of the younger. It's I think it comes in like at 11% or 12%. So I think they limit it to, but it's weird because okay, I could get 3 youngers, but I could just stay there and get shit faced all day. You know, you wouldn't think that would matter, but they try to say, oh no, it's the supply they have. You know, they limit it to 3
demand.
But right. There we had 5. The dude's like, I'll come back to rip your, you know,
wink, wink.
Yeah,
Is that the eye doctor?
Rip your number off. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun out there. There's a lot of these breweries that I really didn't like the first time. You know, you go to second, third year, they really have grown up. I really like Cooperage Brewing Company out there in Santa Rosa. They're really killing it right now. They just expanded. I think they're starting to do can releases now. And
cool.
I told Matt they kind of remind me of the LCB, the Good Night beers. You know, the nightcaps. So just
finish you just get off.
Fucking smashed. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Put you to bed. What are we drinking right now?
Yeah, what is this?
This is a session IPA. I did 2-row Pilsner, and then I had 4 1-ounce packs of hops from vendors from work. It was like I bittered with Cascade. I added an ounce of Centennial at 30, and then I had an ounce of Chinook and an ounce of Calypso. I threw them in at Flame Out, and then I dry hopped it with like a fucking pound of Citra probably.
Jeez, that's really good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So would you call this a Pils?
No. No? Session, like a session IPA.
Not Pilsner.
What did you say you started?
Kara Pils is the grain. Pils.
Always fucked
Pilsner
up.
Malt. Sorry. It's like, it's just 2-row Pilsner.
Like a Pilsner.
The Kara Pils fucks me up. I know. That's why I didn't want Kara here, because she's going to laugh at me about my stupid shit. And it's like,
your ABVs. And
that's
shit,
the point of the podcast, CTZs. Isn't it?
Yeah. But,
don't you want people laughing?
Yeah, but not, I don't, you know.
We've been doing this podcast with him, for a while. And
yeah, that's like this studio audience over there going, retard. Right?
So, got her again.
So you're calling this a session, so more of a sessionable IPA,
yeah, it's
right?
Only 40 or 4.6.
It's really good.
ABV.
It's
amazing, dude.
ABVs. Then it's like
I don't say ABVs anymore, by the way, Matt. I learned my lesson. Yeah,
you'll never 40. I think it was like 40, 45 IBUs.
Me and Joey, we got done podcasting here. We were totally fucked up. And
Seen you at Lengthwise?
No. Van Sickle. Oh, that was another one. Van Sickle's like, he's got all of Stu's equipment over at Jared's house. He's like, do you guys want to come over here and podcast with us? We're like, yeah, fuck yeah. So it was me and Joey and Jared and Van Sickle. At Jared's place, and we were having that conversation about that. I'm like, if you have multiple glasses of beer on the table, it's plural. He goes, it's not, Kenny. It's alcohol per volume. It has nothing to do with how many glasses are on the table. I'm like, just saying it's plural.
It's math.
It sounded good. Your argument kind of made sense.
Thanks. But he was like, I was like, that was like, just threw him off. He did not like that.
I like that, me more, it's like I drink 2% beer, so I'm 20% drunk. You know, like ever.
It's math.
Yeah, it's math.
This is bomb, dude. This is really good.
It's a really good beer. Very drinkable, like almost lawnmower beer, right?
So I made it. That way I don't have to go to Crusader every weekend and get some Kolsch to mow my lawn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though I love it.
Sure, I've been digging hanging out with Crusader.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you meant this is something you would share with the gardener. I missed that. Share with the gardener. He fucked me up when I...
Fucked me up.
Mata, cerveza? Yeah.
That's one of the best jokes you've ever had. He's all quiet. I thought he was coming up with another, you got me sleeping. Oh, I thought you...
Lawnmower and beer. That's funny. Like, you've mowed your lawn in the last fucking 20 years, fucker. Joey's listening right now going, fuck you. I got a teal. Congratulations. So, that was a great another one.
I was in a...
You got something to ring out?
I haven't had this one. I don't know if you guys have the Over the Falls double IPA, but it's unfiltered. So I don't know if...
You haven't had it yet?
No, it's unfiltered. So I don't know if it's like them saying it's hazy.
You got to chew it?
Yeah. We'll maybe. See. I don't know. We'll see.
Who makes it?
Pizza
oh,
the Port.
Balls. Oh, Pizza Port. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Not one of their regular crazy-ass logos, but it's still crazy. I tell you what, the Pizza Port logos almost turned me away from them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just
I love them. They're always awesome.
I'm with you. There's, and you know, one of the
they're wild.
The original beers that I like was the, what's the one with the dude that was floating with his legs crossed and hands like this? God dang, it was a great IPA.
Is it the Swamp? Swami.
Swami. Right? Swami. I loved it. I loved the beer, but I didn't get the label. And I was like, I'm with you. I'm like, the label's kind of just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I'm with like, you. It's almost like I'm not smart enough to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
It's all beach related, ocean, waves. I guess you don't like the beach. I don't know.
Okay, now you're just being mean. Are, huh? We
Great White, they're amber. It's an awesome beer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I picked that one up and I never even had this one.
I didn't even see that one come out. Never even seen it.
So you can see it's unfiltered, but it has a semi-hazy thing going on.
So I do get this label because for those of you that don't know, I was actually on my high school surf team back home in Florida. And so this is basically when you can either be trying to paddle out and you catch that wave at the perfect time where it fucks you up, right? And you can't duck dive under, or you try to catch it and you don't necessarily catch it, but you end up falling because it breaks under you. Mm-hmm. So I do get this label and it's, yeah, that's a horrible feeling.
That was a very complex explanation.
Well, what it is, it's a wave breaking. For those of you back home, you'll get this, right? So it's a wave breaking.
They have waves in Florida?
Yeah. Certain parts, believe it or not. So, anyways, the dude's at the bottom of the wave and the board's still up at the top. So what happens is you end up going through this little tumble. And then when you come out of the water, the board usually hits on the head. What's up?
It was just a long explanation.
I don't know. I'm Mexican. I don't surf. Yeah. Boogie board on the smaller little, part. Yeah.
The dog beach.
Yeah.
He's like, can we go back to the lawnmower beer?
With all that explanation, this beer better be great.
Yeah. No shit. What do you think?
Not my wheelhouse.
You should get no right away.
What's that?
You shook your head no right away.
Yeah, I didn't like the smell. I don't like the nose on it. It smells too vegetable-y. Mm.
Tastes better than it smells.
For yeah,
sure. It does.
Yeah, I get that, but the smell is pretty important to me.
Mosaic. I just laugh because it seems like everybody always has a different, different take
you
on what
you missed the joke, though. It tastes better than it smells.
Oh,
man. Caught you sleeping again. Yeah, holy shit. You need to tattoo fuck caffeine or something.
The tattoo of the seashell on the thigh.
Yeah, right back in the ocean. So I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just not my...
Oh. It's Mosaic, Motuka, Amarillo, Waimea, El Dorado. I'd have probably left Mosaic and Amarillo out.
I just threw everything in.
Yeah. I'd have left those two out and just went Motuka and Waimea and El Dorado and made it nice and tropical-y.
Waimea and Motuka.
I haven't used them either. I've had beers with them. They're good, but they're just expensive and hard to come by.
Yeah.
Motuka?
Yeah.
Is that a hop you can use on its own, or do you want to always mix that with something?
Every beer I've ever had with it, it's always dry hopped with it, but something else too. It's a New Zealand hop. I've had 100% Motuka Pilsner before. I can't remember.
How many hops are out of New Zealand? Because I thought it was just Dr. Rudy.
Oh, no, there's Nelson.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Waimea's New Zealand too, right?
I don't know.
Waimea.
Don't
know. Motuka. CTC? And ABVs.
It's kind of
there's
kinda,
quite a few now.
It's kind of got an interesting mouthfeel, though, right? To me, it's almost like kind of it's almost maybe heavier than it looks.
Unfiltered aspect.
Mm-hmm. What is
what's filtered?
I might order it if it was on tap somewhere. I might order it if I was eating.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's probably like they're taking hazy, I guess.
I see. Yeah, because they're more of a West Coast.
Yeah.
Have you been there? Have you guys ever been to Pizza Port?
Mm-mm.
It literally is more of a pizza parlor than it is a brewery. Yeah, it's kind of.
Which one have you been to?
I guess would it be between Carlsbad and like on your way back from Carlsbad, heading towards like San Marcos, where Stone is, that area, as the crow flies, somewhere in that area. Yeah. I just know we were coming from Carlsbad and we were turning to head towards more the Escondido. I was going to say, Josh, how do you say Lost City? Escondido area? Lost City. That's what Escondido means. Hey, Mexican, how do you say Lost City? Oh, Escondido, I got it. So,
yeah, this one was from Carlsbad. So what do they have, 3 or 4 locations?
I don't know. I've just been to that one. It's outside is really nice. And then you go inside and it just seems like a typical little pizza parlor with all the kids running around, the video games going, the fucking smell of pizza. Fucking shit up. And then you got the long line to go order beers. And it threw me off. It wasn't like going into a brewery. You smell pizza, right? You smell pizza and you have people there eating pizza and you're going, do you even appreciate the quality of the beer here? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I want to say.
You guys are here for the pizza, but you realize that you guys are putting out major beers all across the West.
Because you know you go to a pizza parlor and they're like, hey, can I get a large blah, blah, blah combination and a pitcher of Bud Light?
And what do you got on tap up there?
Exactly. So I'm like, do you guys
have anything close to Corona?
Yeah.
So, like, how many times they ask that at the
tap house? All the time.
I want to say, I guess the best line ever Frank ever said, do you even beer, brah? That's what I want to say when I go to Pizza Port. Do you guys even beer? Not to the people that the customer base, yeah.
I've been to a Dude's Brewing Company. They have one in Santa Clarita, Valencia, right here. Same thing. I mean, but they have gourmet pizza, but it's the same style. Like it's just like they just got a bunch of bench tables. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got killer beers there, as far as you know there, but they just have and off to the side. They got like fucking Nintendo 64 and all these games, but it's not really to me. It's not a kid friendly environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you get all that. Maybe not as crazy as what you said, you know, but I've been to the one, I think they're from Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there before, but I think their tap houses, their branch offs, you know, they want to focus on that, I guess, more.
I think you're talking about Nintendo 64. I think that's the next thing in brew houses or tap houses is video games like that, mm-hmm. like old school. We were in Vegas last couple weeks ago.
595.
595 had a bunch.
They have a Mario Kart on the projector, right?
And so did...
Corey's? No.
What was the one that Martin told us about? Was Tenaya Creek. They had a video game setup going. And they had good beer there. That was a nice place. I would definitely go back there.
Yeah, one of them.
Kind of a sketchy neighborhood.
Might be Corey's. Has like a old school, like an original Super Nintendo.
That's cool.
And then I think it's 595 Craft Kitchen. Mm-hmm. They have like a full-blown projector with Mario Kart.
They do.
There'll be people just drunk as fuck playing Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. People fucking hooting and hollering. Yeah. We were there. It was pretty late. And I didn't even realize it until we'd been there a little while. And then all of a sudden, this guy's playing a game and people are yelling and screaming. And it's pretty cool.
We haven't been. I've seen Chris from Beer Zombies there before all the time. And it looks like a blast.
When we went, I told him we were over there. And we were standing on the strip. And when I told him we were going to 595, we were texting back and forth, and he goes, well, shit, we're on the strip right now. So we just pass each other because it's a ways away from the strip.
Yeah.
But it's a cool place. I got pretty good food. And then obviously a bunch of beers.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that when I hear Super Nintendo and then I can't associate that with old school because that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
So people still say, oh, old school this. I'm like,
that's brand new.
I'm like, shit, that's the new, there is it. All these old school systems are like the Pilsners and lagers, and now like that's what everyone's shooting for now. Mm-hmm. So you get these Super Nintendo, that's old school. I'm like, fuck, I grew up on that. Or when you hear you listen to 99.3 and then they're playing like some oldies. Shit poison. I'm like that's fucking oldies now, like what the fuck, you know?
Same like on 98.5 they'll play like classic rock.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they'll bust out Pearl Jam. And I'm like, fuck. Smells like Teen Spirit. And I'm like, that's not fucking classic. What the hell? That's funny. That should be on 90s alternative.
Yeah, like what got me into listening to rock music was Smashing Pumpkins. And I was like, dude, that's what got me into that. And I'm like, man, like you said, you could hear that on fucking classic rock now.
It's weird. It's really weird. That's like Siamese Dream is one of my favorite albums ever.
I don't know how it'd feel to him. What's old school to you?
Old school rock.
Oh, dude, it's so funny Beatles? To hear. No, that was before my time. But I appreciate
sure,
the joke.
Sure.
I appreciate the joke.
But I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to tell you what I really
I'm not
going
to laugh. I'm fucking
no,
dead.
Because I trip out when I hear shit on the elevator. I'm like, fuck, this is my jam.
Right? They turned into a soft rock song.
It did, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a... Where were we at the other day? And they're playing old school. And it was like right in my wheelhouse. It was a lot of... it was a Lengthwise the other day. Playing a lot of the Billy Idol and Tears for Fears and there was even a Devo song. I'm like, yeah, right on.
Devo.
Yep, that's my shit.
Did you leave this open on purpose?
Because, yeah, Wendy just said that her and Tanya are heading over to Vintage Grill. And perfect. I'm like, good, I'll leave the door open now. And she's like, you can't fucking hear us.
we'll take a poll on fucking Instagram. Can you hear the girls in the background? Down the hall, down the stairs.
All two people will say yes.
Yeah, all two people will say yes.
So,
plus us.
Yeah, another water?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Do you want one?
I got one, thanks.
Are you ready to talk? I got some questions.
That's a good job.
Tag out. I want to talk about this beer because
yep.
I really like Boomtown in general. I mean, the mic check is obviously one of our favorites, at least mine.
Mic check is definitely one of my favorite pills.
But I've not had this beer, and I got it at Imbibe. Josh tripped over the CIP ball.
So there's a reason why IPA Today Studios is not as echoey as I'm Not Kevin Studios. It's a lot smaller. So once we're all sitting in place and talking, it's great. But as soon as somebody has to get up and pee, it
changes the game.
You definitely have to situate people based by their body type and where they sit.
Joey's always closest to the door.
It should be.
Why is that?
America, he's well, a big dude. Joey used to
is
sit.
That why, is that why I got put close to the door too?
No. Joey was sitting there and went behind Sean one time and broke Sean's glasses with his belly button.
True story.
Yes.
And it's not even an Audi.
With his belly button? His belly button. So he's got an Audi?
No.
No, I think it was an Indian.
It actually
bit the glasses.
I was sitting over there and they were on my back like these.
Yeah. I almost got them when you got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Crunched them.
One part of the glasses were on the floor. The other one's in the bathroom. One was in the hallway.
And one was in his belly button. It fell in the toilet.
The lens.
Yeah. The now my belly button has 20/20 vision. Get your finger out of my butt.
Optometrist. Can we talk about it? What do you think?
It's good.
Boomtown. Boomtown's what do they good. Call this?
Limelight.
Limelight.
How's your eyesight, Matt? Can you read labels?
I took my finger in your butt. That was the next question he was going to ask. I
don't... How's your eyesight? Pull your pants down. Let's have a look.
I'm not at that age yet. I got a few years till that.
How many brown eyes do you have?
Just one. Citra, Cascade.
He said that all night. Just one.
Citra, Cascade, Mosaic.
Concentrating on that little tiny logo.
Fucking tiny.
It's really, really
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
2020,
you.
But son of a bitch.
Just one, but you would love it.
My brown is the best.
Thank you, because everybody wants to say it's like 7%. An old thing or an eyesight thing, but these labels suck.
7%, 70 IBU. I would have called it 69 IBU.
Yeah.
Of course.
Got it.
What do you think? All right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. So what do we call this? A pale?
IPA.
IPA? It's good. So am I going to sound 7%. Stupid if I say, obviously, they use crystal malts?
Yeah. Something.
I think there's probably some crystal in there, huh?
Something
that color.
I like the fact that I asked the professional brewer and he goes, yeah, it was something.
Something. Well, I mean, it could have been
could
be a lot. Could be back Victory, to Josh. Could be Munich.
Can I see that?
Could be a lot of stuff.
So Victory and Munich, what is that? Are those grains?
Yeah, it's different grains. Munich's kind of close to
color,
like a
right?
crystal, yeah, but it's a German malt.
Fuck.
I don't know where Victory's from. I don't know.
I appreciate you saying that without calling me stupid. Thank you.
How the
you.
Fuck You're did welcome. You read these words?
Exactly. I thought you just That's went to the I, eye doctor and he said it was good.
No, he said I had glaucoma, but I got to get glasses. Hey.
So sit on that can and read it.
Kidding. That was great. So here they are. Right sitting on a fucking Boomtown can.
Another can in my ass.
So I can read these letters, but these letters.
Oh, yeah. What's a giant D and a B?
D and a B.
Boomtown.
I want to give a shout out to them because what I said last podcast, these breweries turn into like nightclubs in LA. The nightlife LA is crazy. We went to Angel City. That fucking place is off the hook.
Yeah.
We fucking had like a fucking 50-person line just to get in there on a Saturday night.
Wow.
Then we shot to Boomtown. Same fucking shit. Like four fucking taco stands and all that's kinds of so shit there. Cool. That's so you walk cool. in there, it's fucking crazy. You, I know you guys are going, but going the LA. Tomorrow.
For birthday weekend.
Yeah, it's. You guys Angel City's badass, man. That's a badass. It's badass. That's that cool. Boomtown, it's you have fun there. Yeah. Like you can go. I could just. I'm not the fucking talkative person. Like. I'm the last person you want to talk to if you see me. Like, this fucking guy just being quiet and shit. But
well, you kind of have a weird thing about you, though. If you don't...
we're going to dive into that now.
Yeah. No, am I out of line, though? When you first meet... When you first
quiet.
See Josh...
He's pretty quiet.
It's not, he doesn't come off as the guy you want to just walk up to like, hey, Josh, what's up, man? My name... He has a unapproachable sense to him.
Well, what do you bench? Start off with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a big
no,
dude.
No, but, just growing up, like...
We had this conversation last time. You saw that look.
I'm not a loner.
He didn't start talking
like,
at the end of the podcast.
I'm not a loner, but it's just I have this thing about me. Like I open up to certain people.
At the 2.5 hour mark, he got pretty.
Yeah, we started
pretty
talking.
Good,
got
right?
Comfortable,
a little
right?
Liquored up.
Yeah, and he added. He had graded stuff. I was totally sounding like the biggest idiot. But Joshua all of a sudden kicked it. No, seriously.
No, he started talking about like details. Of
yeah, he was like, I'm like, I'm listening to the podcast going, I wish I would have edited me out and just left Josh in because he's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. I love you to death. I think you're a great dude. I think I'm glad you're a part of this podcast. But you do have that air about you. You know, he's like I say, he's buffed, but he has that like, don't, I'll come to you when I'm ready. Don't come to me. Look, you know.
Yeah, I get it from my dad.
Oh, no,
being military and all that. Yeah. Even at work, people are like, "Hey, I'm gonna work with Josh. How is he? Is he an asshole? Because he looks like an asshole.
He looks like an asshole. Yeah, that's it. You look like an asshole.
Yeah,
but you're
much,
not.
Yeah,
you're not.
But it's the same.
But sometimes it's good when people think you are.
Same thing at work. That like people are like honestly, people talk to nobody. People have been scared to work with me. Like fuck, I'm working with him. Like
you know, but that's actually good because where I work, and I'm being serious as a heart attack. I'm actually believe it or not, I'm actually educated, but I've got a reputation as just being a fucking ass clown. So it automatically people don't want to take me serious because like he's a fucking ass clown, right? But I'm like I legitimately have stuff to add, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. I mean I'm not an idiot. I just sound like one when I tell dick jokes, but so I think it's better to be perceived as. An unapproachable until he warms up to me, as opposed to I don't want to talk to him because he's a fucking ass, you know, clown, right?
He's
whatever. But
he's not gonna take me serious, yeah. Or whatever.
But going off that, I could go to Boomtown.
Okay, back
and
to here,
it, and it's like
hey, good sidekick right there.
He was, but I was
people
like,
don't give a fuck.
I was like, people don't get me right because I want to talk about this.
people don't give a shit there that they see they talk to you. Hey, you know this? You know it's a good vibe all around, like LA. Especially this craft beer, you know, nightlife. Mm-hmm. It's different from here.
So I didn't realize they're in the Los Angeles Arts District, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of puts them in a unique area, right? That's pretty cool.
What else is close to there? Are they close? Is that close to downtown or no?
Yeah. Angel City's right nearby. Indy's pretty close. If you go a little more downtown LA, you get a lot of these, like Carl Strauss, you know, these off-branch, you know, breweries.
Modern Times.
A little more corporate.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Arts District.
I love Modern Times, man. I'm digging their beer so much right now.
So I thought of the old joke when you sit down by the Arts District. The old joke is I took my date to a museum and had Mexican food. Talk about artsy fartsy. Yeah.
That's an old joke?
Yep. All right, so back to 8-Bit. This one is, boy, it kind of came out.
Looks like an IPA.
Yeah, but it's a tart Garen.
I ain't even gonna fucking take a stab at that.
Daenerys Tart Garen.
Daenerys. It's a Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones. That's why I didn't take a stab.
Daenerys Tart Garen instead of Daenerys Tart Garen.
Thank you.
6.7% from 8-Bit. Well, that's a pretty good name.
Yeah, the color poured.
It almost has a red to it. Right? Yes, it almost has a paint to it.
And then it settles out in your glass, but it's kind of a beautiful color, clear.
Whoa, smell it. That's definitely a tart. It smells good, though.
Yeah.
I was being a dumbass. I'm like, it's almost pour like a sour beer, and then you said tart. So
he was trying to He was trying to pronounce it. Daenerys Targaryen.
So you ready? I got to ask you a question.
Spin that mic over there.
First of all, can you for everybody, give your Instagram call out.
And your social security number.
So my Instagram name's kind of weird, though.
Exactly. That's why I want you to do it.
Well, I don't pronounce it, because in my head I pronounce it something different, but anyone that says it, like Jared Wyatt.
Fuck Jared.
He'll be like, Kerkaka. That's what he calls it. And I, in my head, at the time when I made it, it was carrot cake.
Carrot cake.
Because I like to bake.
Like carrot cake?
Yeah.
Carrot cake. Is that what that came out as? All right.
I don't know. But it's K-A-R-A-K-A-K-E-E.
Sounds like you're from Hawaii. Oh.
She's advertising.
Say it again. K-A-R.
K-A-R-A-K-A-K-E-E.
Kara.
K-A. So K-A-R-A-K-A-K-E-E.
I don't know. I need a new Instagram name. I'm just very bad at naming stuff.
You just put it on two podcasts and you're going to get a bunch of dick pics. Sorry in advance.
Now I get a couple here and there. It's okay. It happens.
You do?
They're all from Kenny.
You want to come on a podcast? Josh is like, I turned mine down too. Like, everybody gets a dick pic.
It's Frank, an invitation. Frank's
the only one who uses them for a screensaver.
That's his booty pic.
Yeah. So, okay. And so... on Instagram, KARAKAKEE. So you're probably going to get flooded now because you're on IPA Today. Flooded.
Yeah, I'm so famous now. Thank you.
All two people are going to hurt
you. Yes.
And they already follow you.
No,
I'm just going to message you. Heard you on the podcast.
I'm going to get. Actually, it's amazing because.
Frank and Martine probably only.
Sean will attest to this is that a lot of times, based on who's on here, our numbers will go up, not yours, right? So what are you working on as far as your homebrew right now?
I haven't been. I'm working three jobs, so I haven't had time.
You better quit one of them sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know. I like them all, so it's hard to choose.
Let's choose for you. Let's all pick one that she has to quit tomorrow.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors.
Roll some dice. Let's go.
Roll some dice. Let's go.
No, I want to brew our cherry saison again. Because that one was
the
very good.
Saison?
Yeah.
I think, did you bring that to LCB?
Yeah. That's the one we brought to the LCB podcast.
Yeah. You remember that? You don't remember.
I brought a fucking growler.
They brought a growler, but we drank the whole thing at the table while we were podcasting.
The last one? We did
that. They brought that. Remember the growler that was floating around? Kara's.
I want to do a trifecta triple IPA. I don't know why. I want to do like just three grains, three hops, and make it a triple. Threes of everything.
Threes.
Okay,
why not? Call the three big ones.
Just call it Trey.
Yeah. Tray. Or hat trick. Hat trick.
Hat trick.
Good one. Do for hockey season.
Yeah.
Hashtag I'm not Kevin podcast.
So I can't name my own beers.
The first beer I ever had of yours was at one of the homebrew tents at one of the, I think it was not this past country crap beer, but the year before when it rained.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a mango wheat.
Yes, and that was amazing.
Haven't made that one again.
That was such a great beer. And then the second beer I had of yours was at Frank's Friendsgiving, which had
Fuego my mangoes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I that one had jalapeno in it.
Had habanero.
Habanero. That's it. Yeah. It had habanero, but it wasn't overpowering habanero. Matter of fact, my only suggestion would have been I personally would have liked more habanero, because I like when it comes on the back end, right? So like
back to the doctor.
Repeat that.
Excuse me. Like, can you come on the back end?
We're isolating that.
I mean, it's like you get beer up front, you swallow, you're like very good, and all of a sudden
we're isolating that
a little
too.
Bit of spice,
and all of a sudden woo, here comes that
sweetness from the mango, spiciness after.
Yes, sweetness up front when you drink the beer and then beer's in your mouth. And then once you swallow and you sort of go, okay, that was good. And all of a sudden, ooh, there's that habanero. I like that. And I think your raspberry jalapeno does the same thing.
It leaves a little bit like on your lips.
You ever thought about doing habanero on that?
I don't like habanero.
But let me ask you guys, since you two have both done the spicy, are you concerned with, I don't want to fuck the beer by over putting this pepper in there.
It was my first time ever using spice. So I was like, I'm going to go small.
Yeah.
Because it's easier, like, the next time to add more rather than going too high and then being like, oh,
this is terrible.
Now you can't drink this. Right. Sorry for the heartburn.
Yeah. And I don't care. I mean, because that's what I named mine. The heartburn's worth it.
Yeah.
But I don't care for the, I don't care for like a spicy drink. I mean, like I'm a little iffy on like, even like spicy Bloody Marys and stuff. I mean, I like a little bit.
Ooh.
But,
can't be too spicy for me. No. I love it.
Really?
Spicier the better.
So that's why I've been real careful with that. Did you have a hard time with carbonation?
No. Hmm? That was one beer that I actually didn't have trouble with.
The freaking, I had that one batch and it wrecks my system. I since I did this last one, I'm designated a keg, a draft line just to that beer because it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get that oil out of it. Up. Yeah.
I just,
it carries over to the next
I've
beer.
Done that now too. Tyson ended up giving me all of his old homebrew kegs.
Oh, cool.
They're cool.
They're ball locks, but they're they have a metal handle on them.
Oh, those are nice.
So that's what I call my wife.
Ball lock metal handle?
Yeah, ball lock. the old ball locks home. Because I only have one nut, so it's a ball lock, right? Yeah.
So, Sean, what do you use in it? Jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
Because I've had some jalapeno beers that honestly didn't taste very
probably,
good. So
they probably use too much.
What I'm saying is, how are you going about adding your jalapeno to your beer?
So I do them in secondary, and I do for a 5 gallon batch. I do four, and I split them long
four?
Ways,
like
four full size jalapenos, and I gut three of them, so they don't get the seeds in the interstate.
But do the oils fuck up your carbonation?
I think that's what happens. I think
because I get
how do you get the oils in the seeds? I'm looking at Josh, obviously. Right? Like the oils in the seeds, and
I think it's in the skin.
Okay,
so. It could. Yeah.
So should he roast them first and peel that skin off? Again, I'm looking.
I bet that changes.
I never did. I never did. I'm just because I've had beers with like jalapenos. I had the jalapeno Zeus, you know, but I've never had like jalapeno, you know, but jalapeno and raspberry does work together because I had like.
That was a habanero Zeus.
Yeah.
Because that's the one I brought here. I got it as a, it was one of the short pours they did. So Jeff actually gave me two of them and I saved them for when I had Frank and Joey on and I didn't tell them what it was. I just said, here's, try this Zeus. And they both are going, oh, I wish you would have told me first I would have taken my pill. I'm like,
yeah, they bottled it, right?
Mexicans ever, man.
They bottled it, right? Because I actually used it as marinade.
Ooh.
Smart. And it was pretty bomb.
Ooh, that's smart. That's good.
Like chicken or something?
No, I don't eat. Well, on like carne asada. Oh. You know, I cooked it up for my family, but it.
You don't eat chicken? Is that what you're going to say?
I eat chicken. I don't eat red meat.
Okay.
But carne asada. They kind of had it, so I didn't have it, but they're like, it's bomb because it.
Carne asada is red meat.
Yeah, I don't. I did it for my family.
Oh,
I don't eat it. No, I don't eat it. I didn't do it on chicken. You know, I did other things on chicken, but. Mm-hmm. As far as jalapeno beers, I've never had any that were really good.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm going to choke this motherfucker out, right? Fuck you, chicken. I'm going to choke you.
Fucking chicken.
Choking a chicken.
But, yeah, I was just curious, you know.
Yeah, so that's how I've done it.
You did four fresh?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like right off the rafter.
Well, I love both of your beers because I love the melon sweetness up front and the raspberry sweetness up front, followed by the spicy. And I also think I get what you're getting at because I think over spicing would fuck it up.
Yeah.
But I do think, and I think it's probably one of those things where the third batch is going to be the one we go, okay, I got it. Right. But I got to tell you, I loved it. I just wanted a little bit more habanero, but how would you know?
Which is the feedback I got was more like, hey, a little bit more habanero. And I was like, well, I wanted to drink it with tahini around the rim, so I got the spice from there as well, so it kind of balanced it out.
And I think there's a little bit of risk, at least for jalapenos, because you never know. I mean, you buy one jalapenos a day, you buy one right next to it, and they're totally different, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of risk
in
me saying, buy four and cut three.
Well, the same with jalapeno poppers, right?
Yeah, you never know.
One guy's crying, the other guy's like, what are you getting at? I don't understand.
Know, I don't know if habaneros are the same way, because I don't eat them that much, because I don't like them. But jalapenos
I don't ever eat them, but I like cooking with them. And
yeah.
Stuff, you know?
Oh, and I eat the poppers, but I won't just eat a raw one. But
you'd be a habanero popper?
Oof.
No. No. Oof. But I want to just say one more thing, though, about that. Your beer, for me, was the whole thing, because you had a keg, you had the jockey box, and it was a friendly environment, right, where everybody was just there as friends. But you also had the little chalkboard, right? And it had the chick handwriting. of what it was. And it's just, the whole thing to me was just, it was just, for me, it was just like, I don't know. And I don't want to sound sexist, but to me, it was like, I like this beer even more because a chick made it. Right. And
that sound, happens.
And it sounds sexist, but I apologize if it is. But
especially when she's serving little blue balls at a
festival. Oh, yeah.
That's the
right?
best.
Yeah. I just walk up, can I get blue balls? And then I just look at him like, no. No. Yeah, you can, but yeah, that's
go
it.
Go see the eye doctor.
Yeah. Get a finger up the butt.
Yeah. So, I just thought it was a great beer. And the mango one you did, at the that was a great beer as well.
That was a couple years ago. Yeah. No, but you're right about the sexist thing because, you know, I work at Great Change. And we have, right now, we currently have two double IPAs, the Yo Mr. White. And then for International Women's Day, we brewed, for Pink Boot Society, we brewed the Chick Norris. And, you know, automatically everyone goes to Yo Mr. White until I talk to them. And then they're like, oh, you like a girl. Okay, I'm going to get that one now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of like, wait, let me try it now. Oh, wait, I actually like it.
It's so a great. It was a collaboration with you and then Tara.
Tara from Bakersfield Beer Company.
Yes.
Yep, and along with Kyle Smith.
Yes. And an amazing beer.
Thanks.
Amazing beer. But that one's a little high in ABV as well, right?
It's only 8%.
Oh,
only wow, yeah. That's average at our house.
Yes.
Well, I just like it. My beers are
average. Yeah. I said average because mine are 6 and yours are usually 10.
10, yeah.
I just so like that, well, that old saying, there's no such thing as strong beer, just weak men.
Yeah.
Right? So Kara's over there like, oh, it's only 8%. What the fuck? Right?
Weak man.
Weak man. Okay, take the mic away. Weak man.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.